Next is Arya.
Have nothing. I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you.
All right, Arya, starting the second half of our finale, or semifinals tonight, sorry.
Get ahead of yourself, Gil.
I don't want to show
you. I know Gil, you're excited.
I am pretty excited for the finale, but... Valk, what do you think about this?
I love this song. I have, like, mixed feelings about this, because, like, I like the operatic thing you were doing with the song, but, like, I also kind of didn't, because, like, it sounded, like, nice and operatic instead of, I thought it took away from, like, the emotion of the song, and, like, you had, like, vocal power and stuff behind the song, but, like, emotionally, I don't feel like there was, like, anything there, really. Like, there were just, like, certain parts, like, when the you're singing about, like, oh, this person is with someone else. And, like, I just thought there could have been, like, more, like, powerful desperation, if that makes any sense. I don't know. It's like, But, like, it was sung really well, and I liked the style that you did. So, I'm, like, I have torn mixed feelings about this.
Done?
Yep.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. Okay. Love it. What do you think?
That was really funny. You done?
Well, I didn't know.
It was really funny. Just the way you said it was funny. Anyway, I have no idea what this song is, so I didn't know what to expect, and I don't know how it sounds originally, so it was new for me. I did like the tone you used. It was really dark and round and open, but when it got higher, that very first time, you didn't alter your tone to fit, so it sounded kind of strange to me. But the next times you went up higher, it sounded a lot better. I thought on your long notes, you held your vibrato way too long, so they didn't really go anywhere for me, and they didn't go anywhere dynamically either, especially window pane. That was so long and so vibrato heavy that it actually kind of sounded like you were wavering after a little while. I'm not sure if it was because you were just doing the vibrato the whole time or if you were running out of air. I did feel some emotion, but again, I think I would have felt it more if you hadn't used your chest voice for like the whole song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like gotten soft a couple times, it would have sounded more vulnerable at times, and then you get angry or whatever or sad.
Mm-hmm.
But just a little bit, I mean, it just sounded loud to me the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
But for first hearing this song ever, I thought it was good. I did like it.
Yeah, I like
this. Yeah, the song's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I like this a lot too. I felt that for something I wasn't, you know, very familiar with, that this was, you know, really interesting to listen to. I liked your tone here. I didn't feel that it was loud myself. Although I'm not, and this is something that you've done before with other stuff too. I don't have specific moments, but your pronunciation for me might have been odd once or twice, a couple times. But it wasn't all that distracting. I don't have very much else to add besides what's already been said, but some of those things didn't really bug me as much. But I did really enjoy this, especially for not knowing the song. I want to hear the actual song now, like whoever does it originally.
I know it's a guy, but I don't remember who.
That's interesting. Melly suggests a guy song. All right. Okay, so last of the... You guys have anything else, or...?
No.
No.
Just that we love
you. Ladies, as it were. You love me? Thank you.
Not you, Gil.
You don't love me?
The judges don't love each other on this show. Well, you guys do.
It's a show called Love Me.
It's irony.
We love the contestants.
I'll wait till Hate Me Season 1.
That joke didn't work. Let's just move on now.
Okay. Last one of the night. Enough semifinals. Rochelle Euler.
It's late enough for your kids should be home. Policeman says as he takes your beer for his own, you remember wondering what his wife thought about his occupation. He knows that you were just chasing a dream to the town line and then back and over again. So you winks at your girls and tells you all, I'll see you later. I was stealing kisses from a boy, now I'm begging affection from a man in my house dress. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Standing in your kitchen. It's late enough, your husband's dinner is cold, so you wrap it up and leave it for him on the stove. It's probably the traffic again, or another important meeting. Talk to an adult all day, except your neighbor who drives you crazy. When he finally gets in, he is sure not in the mood for talking. I was stealing kisses from a boy, now I'm kitchen. Hours become days, and days become years, and you could burn down this town if they made matches from fear. But you're no worse off than anybody else. Hey, don't you even know? Don't you even know yourself? So you're standing outside your high school door, the one you walked out of 20 years before, and you whisper to all the girls, run, run.
All right, Rochellular. All right, Valk, you want to go first on Rochelle? Keep with the theme.
Sure. I don't know. This is another, like, iffy one for me. Like, it kind of sounded like the timing was, like, drifting in and out to me, and, like, you didn't, like, know the song that well, but you... I don't know. It, like, some parts sound like you didn't know the song that well, and, like, it sounded like it was in, like, an odd spot on, like, area of your range or something. I don't know. It sounded, like, really off to me, and I don't know why. Like, when it got to, like, the belting part at the end, like, it sounded on, but, like, the rest of the song, it kind of sounded like your tone was weird on the song or something. And I'm not sure if you did the harmonies or not, but the harmonies sounded off, but, like...
I don't think she did.
It didn't sound like
her. Yeah, at first,
it sounded like someone else.
Yeah, like, at first I thought it was her, but then, like, when it went on, I was like, no, that's probably not her. So, like, the karaoke you got just, like, had off harmonies. The emotion was good. Yeah, like, that was, like, my favorite part of this, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, the end.
All right, beloved, what about you?
I had some of the same notes. I thought your emotion was really good, but your intonation was a little bit off sometimes. Like, you were hitting the right note, but you were just, like, a hair under or over, so it made it sound a little bit strange. Some of your higher notes, especially in the first few lines, when it jumped up to the high notes, you overshot them a little bit. When you sang, "What, his wife?" I don't know where that is. I didn't write it down. But it was a little bit low for you. But I don't think there were any other parts in the song that were low. Just that one little part. I had the same note about the harmony, but... I think the biggest problem I had, the blend was a little bit off, but it wasn't synced very well either. Like, when there's harmony, you need to make sure that you're starting and cutting off the same time the other voices are. So that just made it sound a little bit messy. I don't really like this song. I think the song in general is kind of just boring.
Yeah, I never heard
like
the song
three
before
notes the
now.
Whole time.
Yeah.
Very monotone. I just don't like this song very much, which isn't your fault. I would have a hard time singing this song because I wouldn't even get into it. So kudos to you on your emotion, because I would have just been It would have been bad. When the song really picked up, there were some really, really awesome parts in your higher register. I thought they were awesome. I just said that. But sometimes you were a little bit under pitch or sharp a little bit on those high notes. But overall, it was really good. I thought you sang it nicely. I don't think I like this song.
Yeah, I was iffy on this. I'm not even entirely sure what it was about at moments. Because, like, you're talking about the one person who has a husband, and then you're standing in that person's kitchen?
Kissing boys?
I think she's talking about herself.
Like,
third person or something.
Okay, so, like, when she's referring to that, okay, so it's, like, the same, okay.
That's just what I think.
That's the only thing that I could even remotely come up with. But yeah, that confused me. Although I really did like the very first time and a couple moments after, where you said standing in your kitchen. I just thought that the emotion was really good there, and the way you just sang that was really good. That really stood out for me.
I liked that too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. And again, I hadn't listened to the song, and I don't want to like blame Melly or anything like that, but. I'm not entirely sure this was all that great of a song for a competition now that I'm hearing it.
I had never heard the song before.
Yeah, I never heard it before, so. But, you know, I still liked you on this. I paid attention to it, at least. I didn't, you know, like, get bored or lose interest. So good on that for being a song that was still kind of odd. Okay, I don't have anything else to say. You guys good? I didn't forget anybody?
Not this time.
Oh. So watch the finale, I'll like forget to like let you judge someone.
It's not a finale if I'm not ignored. Just listen to Popstar.
Alright, okay, so we need to deliberate and we'll come back and see who's all going through to the finale. All right, results of the semifinals of Love Me. All right, so...
Did you, like, just get super close to your mic?
Yes, I did.
I was like, wow, Gil is all loud and bassy. And
up in my face.
Freaking me out over here. Sorry, continue.
What better way than just to be creeped out? Okay, no. all right, okay, so, we talked about this for a while, and we pretty much agreed on who's going home and who was in our bottom two. I don't feel that there was a really strong winner tonight, so I don't really feel like saying who...
Oh.
What? Well, like...
I had a winner.
Okay, who won for you, then?
Ambi won for me.
Okay, and what about you, beloved? Same, or...?
It was between Ambi and Clary, but I think I enjoyed Ambi's more.
I would agree on that a little bit, too. I had more fun with Ambi's, except for, like, the one time where the Tales All This Time part happened. So, Ambi and Clary, you guys are both safe. Or you ladies, rather, are both safe. Okay, so, left over we have Aria and Rochelleur. And how do I want to do this? Should I say who's cut, or should I say who's going through the finale first? I think I like saying who's going first, or going through first. So, the people being the finale will be Clary, Princess Clary, as I tried saying Claria. Princess Clary.
Claria.
Princess Clary, Ambi Lee.
That sounds kind of like Clefairy.
Princess Clary, Ambi Lee, and Aria. So congratulations, you three. You will be in the finale. I'll say what you are in a moment. Rochelle, thank you for being so strong on Love Me, but sadly, you have to go home, or rather, to California.
Yeah, to California.
And you can hang out with Beloved and be mad at her. So no.
What? And Faded.
She loves
it. And yeah, Beloved will meet the elephant.
Maybe I'll buy an elephant too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, Rochelle, thank you, and good luck. And I'm not mad at you for cutting me from Ada. Okay, all right. All right, okay, so, finale. Okay, so, because of a variety of reasons, number one, there's a crap load of stuff going on at VH right now. Number two, I'm not going to be here in 2 weeks. And number three, there's a bunch of stuff, there's a, sort of some difficult stuff that I want you guys to do. I'm going to give you 3 weeks to do this. So that will be due, finale will be due on the 16th. Okay. Finale is judges' choice, I mean, singer's choice. So you each can sing a song of your choice, kind of like what we did with the first round. Still having to do about love, fast, upbeat, slow, melodic, you know, whatever you can do. And then that's going to be the song that you're really judged on as far as a heavy thing here. The other thing that I want you guys to do, and I've talked to – I didn't think I got a chance to talk to Clary about this because she and I are hardly ever online at the same time. But the other thing I want you guys to do is to do a collab for the finale. You can do this pretty much however you want to. It still has to fit within the category of Love Me show, like the stuff that we're doing. But you have to all three sing together. You can sing either – each of person sing a different verse of the song. You can – do a mashup if you want. You can do a parody. You can find any real way to do it that works for you. That song, you are required to do that song, but you're not going to be as heavily judged on it, or maybe not even really judged on it at all, rather than your regular solo. So pay attention to those a little bit more, but still do that. You can even make it a parody if you guys feel like doing that and making it work for the show. Because really it's more just to kind of fill in finale space to make it more than just three songs and then we're done. So yeah, that will be due as well. You guys can, talk to me about it if you want, if you have questions, but really it's any song would work, within that category. And, yeah, that again will be due, 11:59 on July 16th. Okay, so that is it for tonight. Listen to One Voice with Beloved Stars in the show. Yes. Audition for the X Factor. I'm the announcer on that. I might be doing the host too. I have to figure out if that works for me. But which Princess Clary's competition, which Dylan and Autumn and Ali Monty are also judging. And
listen to Lone
listen
Star.
Listen to Lone Star. Yeah. Which Valk is judging. So, yeah. Okay, yeah, thank you guys tonight, and thank you, Beloved and Valk, for being lovely judges, and we will see you all again in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.